Right, so there's Absolute Radio, Danielle Perry here. Tim Booth, are you in bed? What's happening?
I'm in bed. You look like you're in your bedroom too.
I am in my bedroom, yeah. I'm not in bed, but yeah, no, it's a new studio. It's a new working norm, isn't it?
And this is the advantage of Zoom, is that you can actually see where people are and in what environment. You can make rude, cheeky comments like, are you in bed? I was up till 2:30 last night, so yeah, I'm in bed.
Oh, bless you. Well, I'm sure you're busy because, you know, we're sidestepping towards the release date of All the Colours of You, aren't we? June the 4th, my birthday is release date, I believe.
Oh, congratulations. It will be a birthday present.
It is, exactly. A good day. So you must be so thrilled. Your 16th album, right?
Yeah, I think it, with all the kind of compilations, it ends up being 22.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, which is a magic number. And we are. I think we've made one of the best records we've ever made, easily, actually. And we're thrilled. We've been releasing it in drip by drip to tease and to excite and to show a new sound. It's wonderful.
Okay, well, let's talk about it because I agree. I think this is a slightly different sound. I think it's a really exciting record. You've been going since 1982. And like you said, Jack Knife Lee, of course, you worked with him on this record. How was that partnership, the collaboration between producer and band?
Wonderful. COVID inspired, we were going to make another record with Charlie Andrews, who does Alt-J, and COVID wouldn't allow it. And on a list of producers was Jackknife, and he lived 2 miles from me in Topanga Canyon in Los Angeles, which is this wild canyon with no streetlights up windy hills. And I went to visit him, and we got on instantly, brilliantly. He's really sharp, playful, creative, and funny. I left his house at 8:30, driving back through the winding canyon, pitch black roads, and two women flagged me down. And I pulled over and they said, there's a rattlesnake on the road and we can't get past it. And we have a dog with us and we're scared for the dog. And I said, jump in. And I drove them a mile back up the canyon and they were Jack Knife's wife and daughter.
Oh.
I think we looked at each other and went, okay, something could happen here.
It was just
a joy working with him, really.
Complete serendipity by the sounds of it.
I'm a bit of a softy for that kind of thing.
Yeah, me too. I like it when things click together. Those journeys kind of connect. It's nice. It's really nice. And when you met with Jackknife, did you have a focus of how this record would sound sonically or a direction for it already in your mind? Or was that, again, a kind of coming together?
We had done the James write every song through improvisation, and four of us had written all the improvisations, luckily before lockdown, because it's the bit we have to be in the room together. And then we take them away, make demos. We'd made the demos. So we had the structures and the outlines. But we went to him and very much said, you know, more grooves, take us in directions we haven't been before. We love that. We get thrilled by that. And I had a little bit of kind of, could you look for a little bit of contemporary psychedelia in there? Something a bit unsettling and disorientating. Those tracks haven't been released yet, really. They come there in the rest of the album, or some of the tracks in the album. And that was about it, really. And a lot of it was him jamming with our demos and messing around and us being in pearls of laughter. We laugh a lot when we get excited, and every time we play what he was working on to the rest of the songwriters, everybody would be like burst out laughing with excitement.